Despite unseasonably warm weather that turned streets into a slushy mess and economic problems that almost put it on hold for a year, Homer residents turned out in droves to watch the 54th annual Homer Winter Carnival Parade, making this year's theme, Snow Matter What, especially appropriate. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story.
The fun actually starts in the parking lot of Homer High School, about an hour or so before the parade begins its march down Pioneer Avenue. This is where all the parade marchers, dancers, musicians, float drivers, and assorted livestock gather to get ready for the big show. Joining longtime parade stalwarts like the Homer Ice Racing Association, the Girl Scouts, and the crew of Gambrinus Marching Band is the Homer News, whose publisher and chief float decorator, Lori Evans, says the idea to get involved was pretty spontaneous.
Somebody said we should have a float in the parade, and everybody agreed.
Graphic designer Deb Purington is the lucky person picked out to wear a giant, cumbersome-looking newspaper monster costume. The full-body outfit, which is fringed from top to bottom in clippings from the Homer News, was made by Christy Fry.
Well, you start with a paint suit, and then you take a whole lot of newspapers and cut them into strips, and a lot of glue and a lot of time.
Getting Purington into the suit proves to be a challenge.
Where's the foot go? You always knew it, didn't you?
Never been done before, so you know you gotta give you a little slack.
I'm not ticklish.
Okay, where's your...
At the head of the parade line, about a half a dozen or so ice racing vehicles, including one converted pickup truck with a cab stuffed full of adults and kids, are revving up for the start.
Are you guys ready for the parade?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Have you ever done this before, been in the parade?
This is our first race, our first parade, yeah.
Okay. Well, don't crash into anybody.
We're going to try not to. A little bumper action going on.
About a dozen or so Girl Scout daisies are waiting patiently in the back of another truck. They're ready for the parade to get underway, too.
So what are you guys going to do in the parade?
Throw candy.
Throw candy.
Really?
Have fun.
Girls, what are we going to do when the trailer stops?
We're going to sing to the judges.
Oh, really?
You guys want to sing it?
You want to sing it real fast?
Yes, I'm blue.
I'm a little daisy.
Yes, I'm blue.
I'm a Girl Scout, so are you. When I go to meetings, I scream and shout. I love being a daisy Girl Scout.
If I was the judge, you guys would win.
And win they did. In front of a roaring crowd at the judges' stand, the Girl Scouts took home the judges' first choice prize, while the Homer News float won in the Best For-Profit category. Taking the award for Best Nonprofit and entertaining kids of all ages along the way with their colorful Mardi Gras-inspired costumes and loose arrangement of Got My Mojo Workin' was the crew of Gambrinus.
Ladies and gentlemen, the crew of Gambrinus!
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.